I was feeling a little ranty, and the reason why we're going to have this rant section is so I can't be interrupted, because I really hate it when people interrupt a rant.
So I'm not allowed to interrupt.
So of course not. That's why it's a rant.
All right.
But shh, do you want to hear this?
Not really, but go for it.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. Here we go, folks. This is my rant on music video standards. Essentially, my problem is this. We went to Expo, what, about a month ago? It was in June,
July,
I guess, July, something. And the MC, who was really full of himself, gets up in front of the crowd and keeps saying over and over, you should really appreciate the authors of these AMVs. Let's all give them a big hand. Let's all applaud their efforts. Even if you don't like their video, you should still be appreciative, because without them, we wouldn't have AMVs, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And anybody, any artist who needs that kind of treatment should not be working in whatever medium they're working in. If you are not prepared to face the reaction of the crowd, you have no business presenting it. And it really gets under my skin that this guy took it upon himself to remind us, we the listening public, that we were in any way beholden to the creators of these AMVs. Indeed, no, they are beholden to us, because we are the audience, and if they enter their videos into these contests, they're not entering it so that we can pump up their egos, they're entering it so that we can tell them what we think. And that's essentially the only reason. So if we hate it, they've got to be prepared for that. They also have to be prepared to completely dismiss that. They have to be prepared to say, okay, this audience didn't like it. I don't care. I like it just fine. So the ego of the AMV creator just shouldn't enter into it at all. And it concerns me that there's now this growing community, I should say, of AMV creators. I'm very happy that they're all getting together and comparing notes, and I think a lot of very creative, very good stuff can come out of that. But at the same time, I get the feeling that they're becoming very touchy-feely about each other's egos, each other's opinions. They don't want to offend anyone. It's just like if you've ever taken a writing course and everyone is required to say one good thing and one bad thing about everyone's writing sample. And firstly, the rest of the class shouldn't be commenting at all, because if we knew what a good writing sample was, we wouldn't be taking the class. That's the instructor's aegis. That's what the instructor is there for. The instructor is there to teach you how to write. Now, this is a very unpopular opinion, especially in academia, where I barely survived for the years that I was in it, because you get the feeling that you are simply not allowed to offend anyone. It's unacceptable for you to give a real critical opinion. And a critical opinion is not necessarily you suck sore, although you do get a lot of that. That doesn't really, there's nothing that conveys. There's no information. There's no aesthetic value to you suck sore. So that's not a very good criticism just on the face of it. But as soon as it becomes impossible to give a valid criticism like, it looks as though you spent about 5 minutes on this thing and you really didn't care about it, until it becomes allowable to air that kind of opinion, especially when it's appropriate, and this guy did only spend 5 minutes on it, and it's obvious that he doesn't really care about the material, it's impossible to hold any kind of artistic community to any kind of real standard. And that's bad for the quality of the end product. As soon as we are discouraged to give our real opinions, we end up with an audience which feels it must accept any art object, in this case, any AMV, as quality. You can say, oh, I liked it, I didn't like it, but you're not allowed to say, well, this guy didn't know what he was doing, this guy didn't know the basics of AMV editing, or this guy is just a copycat, or this guy really was pandering to the audience. And that sucks, because any art form that's worth watching, that's worth doing, is worth judging. And And that's my rant. I'm tired of being encouraged to pussyfoot around the feelings of artists just so I don't hurt their feelings. If they feel that they've got to put out there whatever it is they are producing, and that they absolutely have to put it in front of my eyes, then they had damn well better be prepared to listen to what I have to say about it. That's the end of my rant.
Can I say something?
No, that was rant.